Would you mind?
Sorry, Councillor Boddick, don't interrupt. Councillor Coughlin, I didn't interrupt you. Councillor Coughlin, carry on. You're making a good point.
We all agreed, and the public as well, on delivering 600 houses per year. That was an absolute winner with everyone. We then had to deal with a change of legislation. The new duty of cooperation wasn't something that we had to observe, was something that we had to do in law, and that was enforced in the Localism Act. When the Localism Bill was gone through, we were all going through the motions that we could defend that number, which incidentally happened to be higher than what we're talking about now, right? So, but we couldn't. There was some very, very strong opposition and objection from our two neighbouring council in the shape of Colchester and also Essex County Council. Essex County Council have got to approve the plan as well as inspector. If it doesn't pass the rules Essex County Council has in place, whether you like it or not, the plan will be refused. And you don't want to go into an inquiry with a major objection such as from your county partner. Now, I'm really, really concerned as well about the stalling, the time that's taken and that's been wasted, that will jeopardise the work we're doing with our partners, Colchester and Braintree. We have started an extremely good working relationship with them. We commissioned joint workings, we commissioned joint studies, and we all undertook the duty, if you like, to adhere to what the new housing study did come up with. And we are challenging it. Braintree and Colchester are concerned that we're still challenging numbers when we got evidence in front of us that says that is the number we're going to go with. So really, Chairman, the other thing is, you know, I would also like to find out the cost of all these refreshers, of all employing this specialist. You know, this is absolutely staggering. And once we know that cost, maybe we could pass it on to the originators of the cost, Chairman. Mm. So I will most certainly not support the amendment, Chairman, and I will be voting against
it. Okay, thank you, Councillor Coughlin. Councillor Skills, finally.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a question to Kath or Simon. Would you have the figures roughly of what has been built in the last year or the last 2 years completions? Or the best month in the year we've completed properties?
Thank you, Simon, go on.
Yes, we do. Sorry, so Councillor. Yes, we do monitor annually the figures and also quarterly from the completions that Building Control and others supply to us. Of the last 2 years, coming out of recession, the figures have been quite low. They've been in the 300s, 350s. But prior to recession, clearly they were much higher than that. And yet we had a plan that was kind of suppressing that demand, hence some of the reasons why we got affordable uplift in our requirement here. But the projections actually are, even at our figure at 550, that is significantly less than Braintree and Colchester that are both heading up towards 1,000 per annum. So I think we just have to put things in the reality context that our numbers low in tendering because the employability levels are low and the wage levels are low, and that does affect our figures. That actually does suppress perhaps what might be a very attractive place to live otherwise and to build more houses. So that's our projection going forward is a minimum of the 550.
Thanks for that. That's what you call an exhaustive answer. Right, we've had a big discussion on that amendment. So I'm going to go to the vote on the amendment as moved by Councillor Mooney, seconded by Councillor Broderick, as written in front of you, that basically we go for a lower objectively assessed housing need. All those in favour of that amendment, please show clue. Okay, and those against?
Were there named vote against
this? No such thing. You can rig. Hang on, I'll come to that in a second, Councillor Broderick. Right. Right, so the amendment falls. Councillor Broderick, would you like your vote recorded in the minutes?
I would like everybody's vote recorded.
Right, I'm sure you would. Right, Councillor Broderick's vote will be recorded. Right, we go back to the substantive motion as written in the agenda on page 13. It's been moved, seconded, and I think we should just go to the vote on it. All those in favour, please show.
That's eight.
And those against? That's four. Okay, so again.
Four.
So that.
Abstention.
Well, that's implied.
No abstention.
That recommendation is, the motion is carried. Next item.